Holy bully.
Already I can clean them, don't do it.
Over here, Bert, over here.
Hey, we're live.
Little man, come on, join us over here, how about that? There it is, right here.
You don't wanna come over.
Good morning, everybody, we're coming to you live, right here, from inside the main build facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, we all know the ladies' man right here, and how about the master Bubba? Good morning, Bub, how we doing today?
I'm doing pretty good so far, man. We have a lot of work getting done here at BEM right now. I think we have scheduled on the plate for like 7 cars to deliver today, and all of them are at like the 50% completion mark. So we have a lot of work to do in the next 3 hours.
We have this C7 Corvette right here. We have a first-gen Camaro sitting behind us, Bub. Yep. We've got a lot of things going on. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Make sure you shop all of our online apparel and parts for all of our sponsors.
Yep.
Steeda Motorsports, Borla Exhaust, Duraflex, Carbon Creations, all the big manufacturers are for sale on our website. And we're going to start carrying VP Fuels right here, Bob.
Yeah, man. It's we've got a lot of good stuff going on. SEMA 17 this year was banner for BEM. That was a pretty good mark.
Yep.
We are contracted to build an additional 4 cars for SEMA 18. So we've already started off the year great, and we haven't even gotten to 2018 yet. 2017 has been a pretty solid year for BEM, and the complete transition we've done with the business. We've shifted a lot of the old stuff that we were doing into more of the high-end modern performance, which you can see has taken over our facility already. That shows the quality and the strength that we bring to the table here at BEM. Literally, we've got C7 Corvettes. We did the brand new S550 Mustang for Precision Turbo. That was an honor being asked by Precision Turbo and the guys at Turbonetics, Wabtec, Napier, to build them a car for their booth. That's pretty much a strong hit because they are taking over the boosted world. And now we have something that just came up to the heels of that.
And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Well. Absolutely. Miss Outlaw Boutique, that's MS Outlaw Boutique for the finest in boutique fashion and apparels, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. The girls Robin and Layla are killing it over there. New products are in. Newer products are on the way for the Christmas holiday and season, Bub. It's not a boutique like you've ever experienced before. 561-660-6695. Ladies and gentlemen, you can also shop online if you're not in the Jupiter, Florida area. I will tell you this, tonight is food trucks in Tabacoa, Florida, Bub. There's about 50 food trucks out there. The places are packed. Chris Volstad, a friend of ours who's the White Sox pitcher, one of the White Sox pitchers, his place, Civil Society's there, Jumbie Bay's there. Come out, Bub and I will be there. Meet us in person. We'll be glad to spend some time with you tonight, 6 to 8 at Miss Outlaw Boutique in Abacoa, Florida.
Yeah, man.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach in the world. We will be there November 19th with Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers. Was talking to him last night, Bub. He's looking forward to it. He's got a lot of stuff. You see his blown vet that he was putting out there?
Dude, listen, I was actually going to text Paul about that because, so that vet was, that charcoal that came out, that was 2009, the ZR1 Corvette came out. And that thing right there, the very first one, we literally got number 2 down the assembly line.
Yes, we did.
Of the General Motors production ZR1 Corvettes. That was the fastest production car at the time, 638 horsepower. All these specs in my head still.
Well, that's what you're a master of.
These things were insane, dude. They were animals. They were factory supercharged. This was an LS9 supercharged. Mm-hmm. They produced 638 horsepower. You couldn't even get, when that car came out, professional drivers could not get a 0 to 60 time on that car because it just spun. That's all the car did. That's how much power these things produce out of the gate, and that was 2009. I think now we're 9 years later, this thing's still producing crazy horsepower, especially in just getting like the basic Z06 models. But I'll tell you what, the first one of those that we ever got came straight into us from Detroit, Michigan for James Brown.
James Brown.
We unloaded that from the trailer, still had the Detroit dealer plate on it. The thing comes into us, 0 miles on it. Jay Leno and JB actually got into a conversation.
Exactly,
about
yeah.
It. Because Jay Leno got number 1, JB wanted number 2, 1, and they went back and forth, so JB got number 2. I'll tell you what, I took that car out for the very first time.
Do you remember what he said to you before you took a ride?
He wanted to get a pair of Depends.
He said, let me go get my Depends on, Bub, before you take me for a ride, because
listen,
you know how to drive.
That car is an animal, dude, and I loved like the Z, the R, and the 1, the way that they did the emblem, with the emblem being bright blue no matter what color car you got. That thing was a ball buster, dude, and I'm telling you, any sort of upgrades you did to the car is ignorant. It makes it almost uncontrollable because factory they were uncontrollable. Now, look at Paul Sr.'s. His is not only serious cammed out, right? You hear that thing freaking chopping. But also, did you see the wet nitro system that was a ported injection on that car? So I guarantee you, Paul Sr. probably hasn't told anybody, but I guarantee you he's north of 1,000 horsepower in that car.
I'll bet. Speaking north of 1,000 horsepower, I want to say hi to our good friends over Little Legends Racing, John Vitella and all those guys. I've been talking to them. We're going to be talking a little bit about what's coming up with those guys, very successful Street Outlaws guys, and we'll share that with you at a later time. He may call in just to say hi tomorrow, Bob.
Yeah, man, we'll see how that goes. We've got a lot of great news on the back side right now that we haven't released to the public
yet. Not allowed to yet.
So we've got some crazy things coming, so stay tuned for all that stuff. I mean, everything we've got going. Stay tuned for our Instagram updates we have going. We have the one and only Monkey in Paradise, the world's best vodka. The Challenger is literally D-Day today. We have the client coming to pick it up at 3 p.m. today. That thing, I just drove it not 5 minutes ago before I walked on set. I kid you not, dude. So I don't get it. How am I driving the Challenger, openly admitting that, but also I'm sitting here working on this Corvette. I'm all over the freaking place.
How about the
right
67
now.
Camaro we're building
so,
too?
That car, I kid you not, man, when I was just talking with the client about it, it's like, you know what? When you get in and drive that, you haven't driven it yet.
No.
You probably wreck it.
Yeah, I will. I'm sure I will.
So when you drive that car, it is when you know where that car's been, right, and how bad this thing was.
Total, ladies and gentlemen. The passenger side door was pushed all the way over to the center console.
Bad. Like bad. The floors, the seats, the frame, the structure, the body. So this thing had over hundreds of hours put into this car, into pulling this body back out, pulling the frame back out. People ask why. Guys, it was a three-month-old car. We had to make it right.
7 months it's taken to do that car. Sandy Peterson, the Geico insurance adjuster, was here yesterday and was blown away, dude.
She was the fact that
you did what you did.
She was literally looking at the car and she was like, where is this thing even? Was there a scratch on this car or something?
Do you see her taking pictures dude, of all the A pillars?
She was like,
I've never seen something
this quality at all. Yeah. Literally, I think I was wet sanding and buffing the passenger side corner on the car, which you guys will see this later on. We'll post up the Instagrams. We'll do full photos and walk arounds of the car. You're probably going to do a full Facebook story on it as well, so you see how bad this car
was,
truly
was,
man. But I'll tell you what, man, when she was taking the pictures of the car, she was literally like, what did she say to me? She was walking around the whole car. She took pictures of every piece, every nut, every bolt, every clip and fastener and the fender wells, the rockers on the bottom. She got under the car. We put it on the lift. So she takes pictures of every piece of it. And she was like, I think you missed one spot when you were wet sanding right here. Like, are you freaking kidding me? So here I go with the wet sanding again.
Well, not only that, she asked how the quarter vent window got broken. Moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about...
I feel like
you
had something to do with that.
Huh?
I'm claiming that one.
This beautiful C7 Corvette, Bub, this is one of your A-list customers. It is here. He just bought this thing. You've done a bunch of performance upgrades.
Oh, I thought this was a SEMA Mustang. I saw the black and red. This guy's trying to copy.
Corvette.
I know, but I couldn't see it because it's in Corvette park right now, and I can't turn the wheel to see that it says Corvette. I thought it was the BEM SEMA Mustang.
BEM SEMA Mustang will be unveiled at the Guinness World Record holding largest cars and coffee event in the world, November 19th, 8 to 1 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, 8 to 12. I spoke with Max and Lana over there. We are in the VIP section. They're putting us right by above the GT40s and the Mustangs in the VIP area right there.
Yeah.
The race and rally team will be out there.
I think Gio's coming in town too.
Gio Hammerback, the World Rally Champion, is going to be there with us. We have a new car coming in for him to drive.
It's going to be insane, dude. We have a lot of great stuff going on behind the scenes. We haven't released all of it yet. You never want to let the cat out of the bag too soon, just in case something does fall through, but we have a lot of great things going on behind the scenes right now. You guys are going to have to stay tuned for it.
We really do, Bub. Hey, Bub, tomorrow's podcast, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, 9 to 10 East, doing it Bubba style. We'll be talking about the SEMA recap. We'll have Josh, the owner of CPE, Custom Performance Engineering.
A lot of good stuff going on with him as well.
Yeah, we do. We may have a surprise call in just to say hi from one of the guys out there at Street Outlaws. James may call in just to say hi to us and check in after spending time with him at SEMA, Bub. We were out there with Michael Anthony. We were out there with Asian. We were out there with Farm Truck. We were out there with all the guys back in the green room. Had a wonderful time. So we're going to do a SEMA recap. We're going to be talking about some performance upgrades that are going to take place to the BEM SEMA Mustang that's going to put it right near the 800 mark.
Full disclosure, so we're leaving SEMA. You do this whole like parade ride thing where they direct every car that was on display, because all of these cars, SEMA cars, aren't just show cars. These are cars that run. There's animals out there. I'm talking everything from street to lifted to lower to bag to custom to, you know, I mean, think about the House of Color booth. You know, we did our live stream with
that
stuff,
dude.
There's some crazy stuff there, right? all the way down to alcohol, meth-injected cars. I mean, there was some serious stuff that was just running the streets. There were monster trucks, the original Bigfoot from 76?
Man. We talked about my memories of that.
Right, so I think you said 79, maybe.
79, yes, bud.
So, you know, there's the original Bigfoot. There's the new Firestone-sponsored Bigfoot. There was, I mean, everything you can imagine was there. And cruising the streets, like, yo, there's a monster truck driving by, and there is a bag truck on the ground, like, this is just a picture that you don't see, right? Just cruising the streets
but
of Vegas.
I didn't think about that, Bub. You've got the lifted of lifted. And when we look at the original Ford F-150 monster truck that came out of Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right.
I shared my...
It said something on the plate about something with the state.
The Show Me State.
That's it. The Show Me State.
Correct.
Yeah.
What I'm referring to, ladies and gentlemen, is in 1978, when Grandpa was reassigned from Germany to the United States, he had ordered a 76 Oldsmobile Cutlass Salon. They were very, very hard to get a hold of because they were such a popular car. So it was about 76. Yes, sir?
Didn't you wreck that car?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
So my destructive nature goes back a lot of years.
Very
I actually drove
time.
It through a construction ditch and ripped the underneath of it out.
Right, and then you tried to like idle it all the way down your street.
With no exhaust left on it.
Why, dude? Why do you even try?
Because it was too hard to steer with no power steering.
And you tried to talk your way out of it like it didn't happen.
Yeah, Grandpa came down the stairs with a flashlight.
It's probably one of those little, remember the ones he always buys that had like the 45 degree head on, you flip the little thumb switch on the plastic?
No, he had the one big metal case because he was going to crush my skull.
Probably.
Where's your license and keys? I said, good night.
I keep looking over there at the SEMA Mustang, dude, and that thing is just nasty.
It is. So we had been reassigned, I guess it was 76, Bub, picked up the car in South Carolina, drove it to Missouri, and when the truck that you actually saw, the original one, I saw that driving down the street with a very different set of tires, very narrow, tall set of tires, as they were just building it and starting to work with it for the first time. And then all these years later, I saw it at SEMA.
Which is pretty cool.
It was even cooler, Bub, the guys that were in it, and let's tell the story without laughing too hard.
Come on,
they
man.
Stopped to load the thing in the tractor trailer, of which the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports team is buying a new tractor trailer for the 18-year, Bub.
Okay, so listen, dude.
It was pretty funny.
Man, I was trying not to laugh, but this guy...
We were in the procession, the parade procession, right?
We were like, I mean, we're literally, I let him pull out in front of me, so it's like, we were coming out of door six.
That was cool
of
you,
hall.
So I could just sit and go down memory lane.
I'm coming out of the door, they're pulling out of door five, so they're kind of coming out this way, because we're further down from them, they're coming out this way. And this thing is just, you can hear that, you can smell the alcohol in the air.
647 or what it was, yeah.
So this thing's like cruising. I'm like, all right, I'm going to get behind this thing. I'm going to let my nose burn for this one, right? Probably why I'm stuffed up today still. So this thing pulls in front of me, and I'm literally underneath, like, by the one rotor that's on the differential on the drive shaft.
Yeah, on the drive shaft.
So I'm literally behind this thing just cruising, and then they pull over and they park, and they're getting ready to load this thing in a trailer. And I swear to God, dude, I don't know what happened. Maybe this guy was, like, not thinking or something.
There were a couple people
realizing
in the bed.
Realizing the fact that, like, this
couple
is...
people in the cab.
Yo, you are in Bigfoot, dude. This thing is huge. This is the
sits
original...
about that tall.
Original truck, right? So the door opens on the passenger side. I'm sitting there.
Bub goes, wait for it, Dad. Wait for it.
This guy... I swear to God, I think this guy literally steps out like he was getting out of, like, a stock 2007 Ford F-150. He puts his foot down like there's concrete there and just... right into the ground. So this guy from 7-8 feet just falls and flat right into the ground. So everybody comes running over to help him up. And Bigfoot,
too
meanwhile,
funny.
The driver gets out. Bigfoot's rolling away because he panicked and forgot to put it in park.
Heading for
so
the BEM SEMA Mustang.
Right, so we were a wreck.
It was pretty bad, Bub. Good morning to Mike McCloskey. How are you doing, brother? Out there, Richard Olquin down there in Abilene, Texas. How is everybody, man? We're glad you're joining us here in the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Bub, it's Friday here. We're going to wrap this day
Let's
up.
Let's talk about this
Let's talk about this Corvette for a second. You know what? You're doing a complete custom exhaust with long tube headers on that. This is one of the quick bolt-on applications you can make horsepower with on the C7s.
Yeah, man. These are, this is just another one of our super high-end clients. We've done all of his Restomod and Pro Touring rides, especially since we've been here in South Florida. He's been a number one customer for us since day one, since we opened our doors.
He has,
Royalty
man.
Has been incredible. But I'll tell you what, he actually took the step. He did have, before the C7, he had a beautiful C5 Corvette. We had done a lot of upgrades to that intake, tuning, exhaust, suspension, tint, all kinds of mods to it. And he loved it. He loved the car. But you know what? He's gotten to that point where, especially as he's been there by our side, as we've grown and expanded, he's seen the luxury, the fun, the sport, the styling of the modern vehicles, right? So he said, you know what? I'm going to pull the trigger. He actually took the Camaro. I built him a Pro Touring Camaro, 69 Camaro.
He did.
I built this thing. This thing was an animal. 650 horsepower, all naturally aspirated on the motor. The thing was insane, dude. The stance I did on the suspension, the sound, it just, it was beautiful, right? Stunning. So he took that car, sold it for a huge wad of cash, and went in and immediately bought this brand new C7 Corvette. Brings it straight to us from the dealer, literally with the same day paper plate on it right here from our local dealer, and we wound up doing full intake on it, full tuning on it, tint to it. So we wound up doing a bunch of basic mods. Then we went ahead for that next step, which was, of course, open this sucker up and let it breathe. We did a full long tube set of headers right now. We are doing a high flow set of cats, full axle back exhaust, everything you can imagine. So this thing's not only going to breathe, going to have serious horsepower and response, but it is just going to have a rumble that is going to sound incredible.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Next step for him is going to be supercharger. That's it.
Supercharger.
Yeah. Yep. We've done a lot of those Vortec VS1s on here, man. That thing puts these things up to that 750 mark.
Sure, man.
Like that.
Just like that.
Yep.
Man. And you're no stranger to technology and how to build something so that everything matches
yep.
the first time around. You're technological.
There's a lot up in this
thing,
dude.
There's a lot up in there, man.
Way too much, man. Sometimes when I just get rambling, I'm like, did I make that up or it's up there?
No, well, that's why you are considered by your peers in the top three of the industry today.
There's a lot of stuff up there.
I often say it best by paraphrasing, you will forget more in 30 minutes than most people will know in a lifetime.
I try not to forget anything.
Yeah.
Like, I've been having some fun because it's, you know, like this past, like, 2-3 months, you know, I've been doing my hands on everything with, especially with the paint and body side, with getting all that stuff done, catching a lot of those older rides up, the bigger projects we've been doing for the past couple years, but also just with a lot of the modern performance. I've been, you know, so stuck on that SEMA build up to, you know, prior to last week, and then now that we're back in the shop, I've just been doing this all week. But it has been really fun getting back over to that first gen Camaro, 67 to 69, doing a full motor rebuild on this car, and it's just going to be an awesome car. I had the guys prep it. Craig actually prepped the car. He stripped it down, got it ready for me. Before we went to SEMA, during that whole week, he got everything trued and ready for me, you know, made sure all my surfaces were prepped, clean, and ready. So all I had to do, just like a doctor, was come back in, assemble this thing. I wouldn't want anybody else to assemble it, because they'd have the valves all popping all over the place and the freaking head twisted on sideways. And Jesus, you know what the crew does.
How about
they
put the timing case cover on without the front gaskets, the front oil pan seal?
So listen, there's a reason why, and I know you hate it when I say it, there's a reason why I put my hands on every vehicle that rolls out of BEM. No matter how good my crew is or how good they feel like they are, they just don't hit that tier up here, and that's where I need them all to be doing these kinds of cars, whether it's a $70,000, $80,000 C7 Corvette, $100,000 SEMA build, you know, you've got a $60,000 Pro Touring Camaro going on back here. All of these cars have value, even down to the junkers, right?
Yep.
We've got some cars here that are only worth $4,000 or $5,000, but you got to put that same quality in. You can't shortcut the quality there and then let that same shortcutting you did happen over here.
Well, the other thing too is, Bub, you like to oversee every piece of it. I like to be at your side, although administratively I'm often stuck in the back office taking care of the SEMA alignments and the sponsorship agreements, and there's just so much to do in terms of social media and everything. So I enjoy getting out here and being by your side. I'm very proud of what you build, and I learn a lot by being at your side, man.
Yeah, you just typically break everything I
do. But you know what? Caesar's no different. He likes to break it, too.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like I'd have to put both of you side by side and give both of you a screwdriver and a screw and just let you go to town and see who's really worse. You might take the cake.
You've had to save both of us.
I mean, you have literally, we've pulled cars out of the paint shop that I have done restorations on for, I'm talking, I kid you not, 10 months plus just on the body alone. This guy has literally been like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and help you guys out. We're on the last two freaking screws. Let's put the headlights in. And he screws right through the top sides of the fenders. Are you freaking kidding me?
I actually did on a 54 Kaiser Darren, of which there were 400 made. Good morning to James Atello again over there with Little Legends Racing. We are going to be doing a lot with those guys. We are not at liberty contractually.
James, this guy is not building the motor.
I got this, James. It's all good, man.
No chance.
Contractually, you and I are under a non-disclosure agreement with the guys over at Little Legend. Everybody knows the show Street Outlaws. Very strong show out there. 3 million viewers. We're going to be doing some talking. If we have a little bit of luck, James may be able to carve a niche in his schedule tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, and he may call in just to say hi.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. It's you know, we had a lot of great contacts out at SEMA. We've got a lot of stuff going on behind
good
the scenes.
Good people, man.
We've got, you know, we've got all the contract builds for SEMA 18. We have the rally car that we're getting ready to build and put on the course. So we have a lot of crazy things going on. Again, because not only of the quality that we build and design here at BEM, everything being in-house, mm-hmm. our machining to our upholstery to our design to our mechanical to our renderings to our paint and body, everything is all done under one roof with the exception of two things. That is powder coating and plating. and also our three-piece wheels and tires, which we can design and draw anything and send them off to American Racing, and they will cut anything you could possibly imagine. We get them on the cars, and we have a serious fun time. That's why we are truly unstoppable. Everything comes in here. We have a 50,000-square-foot facility. I literally get lost walking around this place. I call all of my crew, depending on where they are. Typically, again, they're in the bathroom just sitting down wasting my time, right? But, hey.
Again, it's what makes you one of the top three in the industry today. Good morning to James again. He says, thanks, brother. James, you're very welcome. You and the whole crew over there at Little Legends Racing are the best. A lot of good stuff going on out there. For the fans that aren't familiar with Street Outlaws and Little Legends Racing, you guys need to check them out. A lot of big things going to happen over there this year, and it's going to get ugly, and they're out.
Yeah, man, it's you know, that's a pretty solid setup, dude. Doing the whole street racing thing. Listen, man, it's that's a risky business right there, because you are working not on a track where it's, you know, I would say number one, most importantly, a controlled environment. The purpose of the track, which we have a lot of things going on with PBIR as well.
We're going to talk about
that stuff.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, man, there's you know, when you're not only just running in a non-controlled environment, but you are also doing it with life-changing conditions, right? So you are working with things that are going to change, things are going to alter. You're not in a controlled area where you have concrete barriers on either side. You're running a quarter-mile pass, and there is, you know, there's no trees, there's no random animals, there's no random people, there's no random cars, there's no differences in the way that the road conditions are. Maybe there's some soft asphalt, and you hit one of those things halfway down the strip at 100-plus miles an hour. That could be life-changing. So it's a risky gamble, man. So those guys out there on Street Outlaws cranking it out, dude. Pretty ballsy, especially when you're laying every one of these cars down at 2,000-plus horsepower, pushing through at 6 and 7 seconds.
I'll tell you what, Bob, the guys over there at Little Legends, they're out. It's a grunge match this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's those guys, they're very cool, they're very calm. They're really good guys over there, man.
Yeah.
There's no egos like you. There's no dominance. They just get out there just like you do with your builds, your work. Everything's 100% quality. They do the same thing, and they're out there looking to dominate. And they will. They're just cool dudes. They're great dudes, man.
Yeah.
We enjoyed spending time with them in the booth at SEMA this year, man.
Yeah, man. It's you know, really cool that we hooked up with those guys out there. You know, again, just because of everything we've done with Precision, that was a great contact that we've made there. So we're going to have a lot of fun with it. We have a lot of huge plans in the future. So, again, not even 2018 yet. We knew 2017 was going to be a solid year for us. I think we've definitely hit that benchmark and pushed it maybe a little further than
we
expected.
We did.
And, you know, now going into 18, we've got, you know, some serious contracts going on right now, not only just between the client rides here that we have all of our major league players, our celebrities. We're getting ready for spring training here, which is we're going to have all of the Marlins, the Nationals, the Astros, the Cardinals. Everyone will be here, so our doors will be flooded over the next 4 or 5 months.
Right.
But also the client rides, our daily client rides, our SEMA builds that we have going on, our stuff behind the scenes we have going on for the TV show. So we have a lot of things going on. You guys stay tuned for all of it. Stay tuned for the Instagram post we're getting ready to do this afternoon on that Monkey in Paradise Challenger. Please don't drink and drive. Drink responsibly, right?
Please drink responsibly. Monkey
That's
Paradise
right.
reminds you to please drink responsibly. You have to be very careful with that. Good morning to Jeremy Hardwick out there as well, Bob. Hey, Mr. Producer, do we know where Jeremy's from? I'd like to give him a shout out there. Good morning to Jeremy out there. Hey, Bub, it is Friday. We're going to start wrapping this thing up. We do have a lot to do to get in the to get finalized for this. Oh, Bub,
why is there a pulley on the middle of the floor?
I don't know, because we don't lay things on the floor. This is a surgical ward in here where we keep things nice and clean.
There's one pulley on the middle of the floor.
Oh, yeah?
Like to the left of my foot, there's a pulley. One pulley.
Maybe Diesel was using it to chew on.
No chance.
No?
No.
Let me see. That's Blackhawk. It's Blackhawk. Jeremy Hardwick is in Blackhawk where?
Wait for it.
Blackhawk Trans.
Man, I have a lot of stuff I got to
do. Jeremy Hardwick over at Blackhawk Transport. Good morning, Jeremy, and thank you for joining us. We hope all of your transport Blackhawk Transport Logistics. Good morning, Jeremy. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it.
All right,
welcome.
I got a full day. I got to get ready to get back on this
It
stuff.
Is Friday. Tomorrow morning, Bub, 9 o'clock, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, doing it Bubba style, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're hoping to have a little sneak in, call from James over there at Little Legends Racing. We're going to have Josh from CPE on. We're going to be talking about some big things that are going on in Plant City. Jeremy Hardwick's from In Plant City. Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Please check out all of our Instagram, social media, Facebook, all of it, Twitter. It's all out there, ladies and gentlemen. Shop for all your online apparel and parts and accessories for all, performance parts and accessories for all of your vehicle's needs. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the outlaw is loose in Abacoa, Virginia, ladies and gentlemen, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Guys, go out and buy your girls the latest in boutique fashion and apparel. Very edgy, very cool. Layla, the former supermodel, runs that store along with the very beautiful Robin. They do an amazing job out there. Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We will be there headlining again this year, this month, November 19th, 8 to 1, where you will see the Bubba's Exotic Motor Sports SEMA 17, world's only 600 horsepower, 2.3 liter stock block EcoBoost. And all the great guys, this is also brought to you by the great guys over at Little Legends Racing. Good people over there, super, super guys over there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make sure we reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Let's open the door for somebody who may have their hands full with groceries or elderly or trying to get across the street with a walker. Doesn't matter. Do it, man. If somebody's got holes in the bottom of their shoes, Payless is cheap. Get them a pair of shoes. Or you know what? Give them a pair of yours if the size is right. And if somebody's standing on the corner and they are hungry, take, you don't want to give them the money, that's fine. That's okay, man. Take them to Chevron, McDonald's, 7-Eleven. It doesn't matter. And then there's the animals. We have a responsibility to take care of those animals. Let's make sure we do what we're supposed to do. Little man right here. Come on, little man. You want to say hello to everybody? Come on, let's say hi to everybody, little man. There he is. How about that, little man? There you go, everybody. Make sure you take care of those animals out there, just like the little man here. Here we go. Everybody can see him right up there. Say hello to everybody, little man. There you go. Right on, little man. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, when we'll see you on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports show right here on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Facebook page, we'll see you. Keep on doing it, Bubba style. You ready to eat, Bubba? You ready to eat, little guy? You ready to eat, little guy, huh?